Philip!
Brian.
Do you wish that I had a long form of my name?
Yeah.
That you could expand?
Brian.
So you could be like, Brianopolis! Or something.
Yeah. So I could get stern with you?
That's right, because what else do you do?
I don't know, wag my finger?
Because that's what happens. Pet names are always shorter. Like, when you have affection for somebody, you make a short form of their name. And when you do not have affection for somebody, you make a long business out of the stuff.
I suppose. I don't know if it's affection, but it's like, if there's trouble to be had.
But you know what I mean, right?
Like, oh, sure.
Like, if it's good times, times goodness is directly proportional to the shortness of name, or inversely proportional to the regularness of stuff.
Can I call you Fuki?
You certainly may not.
Anybody ever call you Fuki?
Yeah, ever all the time. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Everybody in my family who has that name as their last name, that's their nickname throughout history, forever. Ever since we came to North America. What's going on over there? You all right?
Technical difficulties.
Did you drop shit?
No, I kicked the cord.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, anyway. So, I have been called that. I don't particularly like that name, but I don't really dislike it either. It's just kind of... It's pretty easy and non-descript and non-descriptive.
Well, Brian F.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I don't know. I don't care.
Bronson.
Yeah, like maybe. Bronson and Bronson.
Yeah.
Charles Bronson and Bronson Pinchot get together and start making soap.
And Q-tips.
Baby shampoo.
Scented Q-tips.
Scented like baby shampoo.
Scented like feta cheese.
So, and with that, scented so that no one smells your earwax?
Yeah. It applies scents to your...
That's embarrassing, right? When someone smells your earwax.
Aural canals.
Canals?
Yeah. Aural
Welcome
canals.
To the Spy vs. Spy podcast for December 13th, 2008.
Whoa.
I don't know.
You don't have a lot of faith in my editing abilities, do you?
That's when this one's dropping.
Nice.
Still.
It's the last one. This is it.
Yep.
It's the grand
finale. Hope you enjoyed our run.
Yep. When are our replacements getting in? That's what I want to know.
Our cousins, on Dukes of Hazzard, when they didn't meet the main guys, and so it was the cousins.
Yeah.
Who were they called? Lance and... Bruce? Something. They were called Joe and...
We could check, but we're not going to check. But we know who you're talking about.
They were called Enos.
Yeah.
And Petus.
Gunther.
Gunter.
Gunt. Enos and Gunt.
Barton.
So, yeah, I remember that. Fucking Tom Wopat.
Yep.
And the other guy.
Tom Wopat was the guy who went on to do that country music talk show.
Oh, yeah?
On CMT, Country Music Television, or
you don't say.
Nashville Network, let's say. He had a sort of talk show style show where he would have singers on, country singers, and he was the host. And it was stupid.
You mean really good?
Stupid good, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, keep up with the lingo, dumbass.
Sorry. Was it betterer or less and gooderer than, the Magic Johnson show?
I know that's an actual show, but it sounds like you're just, like, it sounds like it could be a kid's show or something, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Ew.
Would you rather watch that or the Randy Johnson show?
Mm.
Randy Johnson's got the best name in sports.
Yeah.
In the world,
I
dare say.
The Amazing Randy show.
Oh, yeah?
That was pretty good.
Did he have a show?
No, he had that lecture. That was pretty good. No. I watched it.
It was good. If people go on...
Anything.
Sites where you can get videos from.
Yeah.
It's, what's it called? Like, something about Search for the Chimera or something? Or...
Chimpanzee.
Monkey Thursday.
Waiting for Godot. No, it was just search for James Randi. Just go to randi.com. Just
Orga.com.
I think it's Oregon.com.
Oregon?
James Oregon.
The Oregon Trail. Trail of Oregon organs. Trail. Yeah. 3 inches of Oregon.
Oh, I love that fucking game. I gotta get me an Apple II.
Dude, you can get an emulator for it.
No. I want the real thing.
No, you don't.
I want that greenish brown.
I'll give you greenish brown. I don't know what that means.
I have an idea.
A blue Slurpee and then wipe my butt. Isn't that weird when you eat like a lot of dye and then fucking that causes Prince Charles to divorce her?
Shit.
Sorry.
I thought we were trying to be funny this time.
I'm trying out new jokes again. Hey, didn't you have a joke?
Did I?
I thought you had a joke that we never got to.
Really?
Doubt yeah. it. Remember yesterday how you said you're going to bust out some funny jokes?
No.
That was all a lie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shit.
I have no jokes. I hate jokes.
You could always
tell you about the jokes I hate?
Yeah. Is that an impression of something you saw at the zoo today?
No.
Did you go to the zoo?
No.
Did you go to those improv classes I told you to take?
Yeah. So on the shows, it drives me fucking nuts.
What?
It drives me nuts.
What does? Arr, it's driving me nuts.
Yeah. I don't,
I'm just gonna tell punchlines to jokes. How about
that's
that?
Fine. That's fine. Mm. But like, fucking hate fucking Irish jokes.
Irish jokes?
Just like, okay, Irish are drunks.
Yeah, and leprechauns.
Yeah, but like, I just hate the
leprechauns.
Stereotypes, man. They're just fucking stereotype jokes on TV just seem like such a fucking easy shot. And then like when the...
Well, like lawyers? Lawyer jokes for the last fucking 30 years?
I know, exactly. Like any of those cliches, I just fucking can't stand them.
Recliner of rage.
Yeah. No, I'm sitting upright.
All right,
I got my thumbs on.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally do. And this is I often have this discussion with my buddy Oliver, and how like stand-up comedy is by and large super fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And there, on occasion, you come across a stand-up comedian who's really, really funny and, like, actually has something to say. But the majority of stand-up comics you see on TV are just these fucking asshole hacks who hack assholes. No, but, like, you know the kinds of guys who don't have anything to say other than, like, you can tell they're traveling comedians and all their jokes are about hotels and airplanes, and you can see
and
right through.
And the side stage. And...
Yeah. You can just see, like, right through their entire life, and it's sad and not funny usually.
True.
And, I mean, I guess that's a similar thing that happens with journal comics, like the drawn kind of comic strips.
Yeah.
When people start doing them too much, they become comics about... You know, drawing comics and stuff, and that's when
I like it when they fall behind.
Yeah.
And they're
like,
oh, I've got a lot of comics to draw. Like, that's the comic. Like, I'm behind in my comics.
Yeah. So, like, what are you drawing? What are you drawing about yourself doing that? You know, like, so, I mean, that's the thing that happens to stand up comedians. They fall behind in their life, and all they do is talk about their act and going around to different places. And I think that's, stupid and dumb and terrible. And so, yes, lawyer jokes, Viagra jokes.
Yeah, oh, God.
Brokeback Mountain jokes.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's played out, like, yeah, instantly.
As soon as the
but
movie
like,
came.
Yeah. Like, the, like, I mean, you know, racial stereotypes. Like, for some reason, like, in the past few years, like, it became, like, not only okay again or whatever, but, like, it had some kind of, like, you know, it was supposed to have this, like, postmodern irony kind of thing to it. Like, you know, putting a wig and makeup on racism and making it, oh, no, see, it's not that. It's a thing. It's a...
Yeah.
Shit just pisses me off. Like, the fucking... I've bitched about this shit on the internet before, but the goddamn Minority Team,
I don't even know what that is.
It's a fucking cartoon on Cartoon Network, and, like, the art is amazing. It's this beautiful Jack Kirby ripoff stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, direct ripoff. Tons of forced perspective, huge thick black lines, crazy shading, and fucking, you know, ridiculous.
Kirby Crackle? Is that the Kirby Crackle?
Oh, yeah. Everything does.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and I was all excited when I saw the ads for it. At first, I was like, oh, fuck, that looks really good. But then the team is like...
The original X-Men?
No.
I mean, the original new X-Men?
It's like Jukano.
No.
And I can't even remember all their names, but they're all like, you know, extreme racial stereotypes fighting against Whitey.
Mm.
Like, the big bad guys.
So that's what makes it okay?
I guess.
Yeah.
I suppose. But it's like, I don't know. It just seems like really a waste of the art, for one. But then, like, the writing just seems, like, so easy. Like, okay, there's, you know, there's a giant backlog of racist jokes that, like, anyone can just tap into for shows.
Right,
it's
right.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Racism, I'm a total racist. But it's no laughing matter.
Yeah.
It's serious.
I don't like it. Dude, when they laugh did at you my know, racism.
Did you know that I'm racial?
Did You're you racial?
Know that? Yeah, did you know that about me?
Racial.
Like, I have race. Did you know?
Rochelle?
That's a chick Ed used to work with.
Yeah.
Well, Canadian. So basically, comedy is lazy.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing. Oh, I wanted to ask you about that fucking Canadian, dude. What the fuck is up with that?
Which one?
Like, why... Okay, this my direct example would be, you know, that fat guy we listened to? That
fat
as
guy.
Fat as me guy that we listened to?
DJ Cock. Oh, what?
No.
I'm just going to sip my tea.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fat.
What's up with this shit, like... Well, of course, the Canadians are fucking, you know, retarded or whatever. Like,
oh, making fun of Canada?
What the hell is that all about anyway, making fun of Canada? What the shit? Like,
it's. I think it's considered funny because there's not really anything funny about Canadians, and we're pretty boring.
Except for, like, the steady fucking stream of kick-ass comedians that, like, pour out of there.
Well, I mean, a lot of cool stuff comes out of here, but, I mean... It's just kind of like, it's funny because, you know, like, why would you make a joke about Canada? Like, there's kind of not really a reason to, and that's why it's funny to do so, I presume. Because making jokes about the French, obviously, Americans have a reason to do
it
that,
infuriates me
sort
to know
of.
It.
But
There's no reason. There's no reason.
But, like, you can see where it's coming from, right? Like, you know why someone would say that. It's stupid and... It's really bad.
Totally lame.
But Canadians aren't known for... anything bad or funny or anything at all. So that's probably why Canada jokes are made.
You know what other... Oh, stand-up comedians? Okay, here's a joke that I hate. Blah, 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 blah on crack or blah, blah, blah on acid. Like
On steroids?
On steroids.
On steroids was always... It was in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like such and such on steroids, dude. Yep. Like, all right, I guess. It's
anything what? On anything. I hate
yeah.
it. I want everything off of everything else from now on.
All right. I'll try and help
Shit's
you out with that.
Get wide.
I guess so. yeah, but that's... It's a funny thing I was thinking about recently, how a lot of advertising and comedy and everything is... Like, you know the lowest common denominator and dumbing stuff down, right?
Yeah.
It's all to make the viewer or the average person feel smarter than probably they really are. Like, you're smart, so therefore you're not going to buy this dumb brand of toothpaste.
Right.
You're going to buy the smart brand, right? Because you're smart.
Yeah, I'm smart. I'll buy that.
And,
Timmy's talking to me again.
No. Help, I peed my pants. shit. Okay, and so, yeah, so a lot of ads are like that, and a lot of comedy is kind of like that, too. And all the worst comics are ones who pretend that they're smarter than everybody else and like, have you noticed these fucking idiots and you're this? Isn't that dumb? Here's my idea of how it would be better.
Yep.
What is the deal with a... Yep.
And
it's just kind of frustrating because what happens is that every fucking asshole in the world thinks he's smarter than you and smarter than everybody else. And that's when you get people telling you how to do your job. When they have no experience or no knowledge of what it is that you do, you know? Like, it doesn't matter what your job is. This guy knows he's working, he's doing landscaping. and they're putting up a tree or something. And it's sort of near like an overhang of a roof, and this lady comes by and she's like shaking her head and going, and she just wants to say something. And then she says, to the guys, these are guys, they're landscapers who have, A, they've been told by their boss what to do. So it's not as though they're really like, you know, like,
I know.
But like, you know, you can clearly see that she thinks the tree is going to grow and hit the roof and there's going to be, and all hell's going to break loose. And someone better tell those guys what to do. And so she eventually says, like, you better rethink your plan. And then she like walks off or something. And
nice.
And, you know, just people like that who think they know, like, I mean, I think we're all probably guilty of it, but it's just because there's a lot of stupid people.
Yeah, everyone but you, right?
Exactly. No, but I mean, like, you can't think that you're smarter than everybody. Like, there's no way, right? And so, and it's just a lot, and people who call up talk shows and things, and you know what they should do? Here's what they should do. Yeah. Here's what your government, and, oh, man. I used to have a lot of American tourists come to, and I don't mean to say anything. I hate to say anything bad about Americans.
You should say bad shit about Americans.
Not all of them. Only 51% of you, or 49.
No, whatever. That's not true.
Okay. Anyhow,
for everybody who voted the fucking dickhole.
Yeah. Well. No, it's more like anyone who didn't vote. Fuck off.
Well, can't remember which happened for me. No, I know.
Okay, well, so I used to work in a tourist center, and I would get all these, and most people during tourist season who are, like, driving around are all old, tired people who are driving RVs and stuff. And so, like, I get all these old men coming up to me and offering me sex in the washroom, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I have principles. Oh, wait, what was I talking about? No, they would... I'll tell you a story about that later. They would come up and they'd be like, your country is great, but you know what you should do. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, what am I going to do about it? First of all, someone has to have the plan and the platform, and then I could maybe vote for that guy, but why are you telling me this? You guys, it's a beautiful country out here, but here's what you should do. You should prepare to get rid of all the Mexicans. I don't know. It's good to have opinions about stuff and to be informed and to, like, yeah, I mean, you should have ideas of how things can be better, but, you know, you got to channel that in the right way. So, by building a time machine.
You think I'm fucking up?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I don't know.
So
but,
I have to buy all the comedy and then start bossing it around?
Yeah, I think.
You know, when I used to install and hang signs and shit, going back to what you said.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
When you used to do that.
Things about the landscaping dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every single human being that would walk by when a sign was getting installed, everyone, like, would stop and look, and then I'd see this little light bulb go on over their head, and they'd be like, oh, it's upside down, or, whoop, that's crooked, or, hoop, you spelled it wrong, or,
yeah.
Doi,
as in, looks like you spilled some shit on it.
Yeah, every fucking time, dude.
Every fucking time. Yeah, got your nose. Whoa. Yeah.
And, like, the first 650,000 times when I fell for it, I was like, yeah. But then, like, as time went on, it was just like,
die, die.
You know?
And then you drop it on their head and be like, whoops, I dropped it on your head.
You know, I never dropped a sign while we were installing shit.
Did you drop science?
I dropped mad science. This one fucking sign jumped off the wall. It was like, I think it was fucking half inch thick, like plywood. And we were up on some rickety ass ladders on a hill, like a grassy hill and shit. And it was kind of tricky getting it up there. We screwed it into the wall, and I guess only a little bit of the screw went in. And it like pivoted and swung down right by Ben's face. Like, I mean, like, you know, a pivoting giant fucking 4x8 of plywood. Like, like, right by his fucking face. Like, if that shit would have hit him, it'd be my fucking company now.
You would. And you would have had some extra teeth to put under your pillow.
I'd put him in. I gotta go to the dentist, dude. I think when I go to the dentist, I'm gonna have to say goodbye to a couple of these teeth.
Dennis the Menace?
My back bottom left there.
We pronounce it dentist here.
What do I say?
Dennis.
I see. Dennis.
Oh, that's his name. That's his name. You're gonna go see Dennis.
Dennis. It's got a silent T. Both of them are silent.
Doesn't. No.
They're alluded to.
All right, fine.
Because if I say the name, it's more like Denny.
Denny. I am going to see Denny.
Why don't you surrender another war? Yeah.
That's right. God. And also, you smell and your women have hairy armpits and therefore are ugly. And you don't
bathe. That's a joke.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. And you're all rude. French people are so rude.
Oh, yeah. God.
I went to
Europe.
We need
more stand-up comedians that say, like, what fucking fat, disgusting, self-absorbed dickholes fucking Americans are. And that's, like, my second dickhole of the show.
I think those guys are the guys who are really funny, but they don't get work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose nobody wants to hear that. But I'd be
laughing. You can't see them anywhere.
It's funny because it's true.
Hom, nom, nom,
yum,
nom,
yum.
Nom.
You know who's fucking funny, though? He's dead, though.
Bill Hicks.
Yeah, he was kind of funny, but he's dead.
Do you know what's funny about Bill Hicks?
He's dead.
How his legacy lives on inside Dennis Leary.
I guess. Dennis Leary is...
Dennis Leary can suck a dick.
He had a good run.
Dennis Leary?
Yeah.
Was he actually a Dennis?
I mean, Nana Leary? Dennis Leary, he was okay. He was really... I mean, I really liked him when he was, like, fresh and hot. But then, like,
but
he
his
kept
fresh,
doing the same
his,
thing.
His freshness and hotness was just stolen from Bill Hicks, like, almost verbatim.
But with the sexier voice.
Yeah, and he does like... He does like hockey.
There you go.
I gotta give him that.
But no, Mitch Hedberg, man.
Yeah, Mitch Hedberg, man.
Mitch Hedberg was fucking a genius.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And he was so just like non-topical or anything. He was just straight up funny. Just a funny guy.
Totally.
And it's like, you know, there's fucking Jerry Seinfeld observational humor.
Right.
And then there's like fucking crazy stoned guy observationally.
Yeah, his delivery was just so like casual. It was just, you know, like some high guy is over at your house, like,
yeah.
No, just
yeah.
thinking about
but
shit.
But he's really funny, and it's not dude, we should go get.
It was just so whacker. Quick. He had that lazy kind of speech, but like he was quick. I mean, he like.
Yeah. He had that funny accent. And he's like from Seattle.
Yeah,
it's weird.
And like the way he said, like real fuck him, like fuck him.
Yeah,
say like fuck him. The little letters in the Kit Kat bars that robs you of chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff.
Good shit. That's good shit. You know what's good about dead people?
You don't have to. I don't know what's good about
what's good about dead people. I was listening to the Elliott Smith last night, as I often do.
Mm.
And I was thinking, you know what's fucking great about Elliott Smith? Is he's never gonna come out with a bad album.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, the great thing about dead artists are that they're never gonna let you down. Like, if you're satisfied with their catalog as is,
yeah,
then shit.
But no, man, I mean, that's totally true. Like, being left wanting more is the greatest thing possible to come out of art or to come out of any kind of entertainment or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because like when a TV show that you really like gets canceled, you're like, what might have been if that had continued, you know?
Yep.
That is great. You want that because it engages your imagination. You imagine what it would have been like and what might have happened and what the show might have gone on to do. But it never did, and so it never lets you down, right? And then when shows just keep going and die of exhaustion and fucking fatness, then, yeah, you can be like, well, it was better. Like, Simpsons, man. Simpsons only lasted, like, 8 seasons or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't even say that.
All right. I know it's a kind of touchy
subject. Oh.
Well, but there's shows that they just kind of go on, and like if you're left wanting more, that's really kind of what you want.
I will be left wanting more when The Simpsons is finally canceled. I'll be like, too soon. Oh, why? they had another 2 or 3 really fucking terrible years.
Remember in season 27 when Dan Castellaneta left the show and they got Robin Williams to do all the voices instead?
Oh, vomit.
You'd still watch it. You'd love it.
No, I really don't like Robin Williams.
When they brought John Lovitson to do all the voices.
Rob Schneider and John Lovitz.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider, I have a hard time ever thinking that he was ever worthwhile or funny at all. even back in the glory days of SNL when he was on, what was he known for? Doing the Richmeister and, like, singing Elvis songs? Actually, when he did Katie Lang, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not him being funny. That's,
you know who's fucking good?
Don't even.
What?
Don't even.
What?
Okay, what? Who?
Oh, I'm not going to say fucking Jimmy Fallon. I was going to say Norm MacDonald doing Burt Reynolds again.
That is pretty funny. Yep. It's the only impression you can do. Show. Yeah. Shit, so...
Let's get off this comedy shit, because it's all bullshit. We basically agree that everything...
Everything sucks, and totally we're smarter than everybody? Turns.
No, we're not.
I don't... Like, I claim to be somewhat intelligent. Like, I don't know, I read a book once or twice, and I went to school. Going to school does not make you smart.
No.
But it's possible that some knowledge could sneak up on you and get inside of your brain while you're at... You
That's
know.
Where
but,
it is. So yeah.
But, I mean, invariably, like, the things that I learn are always, like, you know, I'm in an art class, and then you learn, like, oh, this artist got syphilis at the age of 13, and he killed the hobo or something. Oh, dude, killing hobo jokes? I shouldn't have said that, because I was fucking...
Yep, there you go.
Anything... Oh, fuck, why did I say that? I wasn't even trying to be funny. I was just trying to say something random. It didn't work.
No.
Anyhow, all those little like tidbits of things like that that don't matter, those are the things that you learn and that I learn and remember, and that's what makes up my entire knowledge.
I learned something yesterday.
Voice actor correlations and cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What did you learn?
That if you right click on the taskbar, you can hide your clock.
And why would one want to do that?
I don't know. You asked me like, is there some? You asked me if there was some way you could hide your clock, like. Fucking a month ago,
and I was yeah, like, oh, and I was probably
got to be some way, and I just found out last night.
I probably already knew you could do it, but I don't remember why it is that I thought that would be a good idea.
I know,
maybe because like if you're at work, then you don't watch the because yeah, cause when
That's
you're working,
what it was, yeah.
you have the little clock right down there, or let's say if you're on a Mac up there, and you can't
really,
yeah,
that's another world.
I know they don't have a taskbar even, but yeah, so yeah. Being forced to watch the clock like that is not necessarily that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I changed my the work computer clocks to say AM and FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before anybody writes in with their idea of how they can be smarter and hide the clock, I already thought of putting a piece of tape over it, so don't even.
Yep. We're going to get dozens of, how about a piece of gum?
Yeah.
Ooh.
My dad, in his vehicular transportation units, when you know how when you turn on the high beams, it has that blue light symbol to tell you that your high beams are on?
Yeah.
That really distracts him. Like, he never, ever liked having that little bright blue light down there. It always just like pissed him off, so he would always have a piece of masking tape over it. And I always thought that was weird. And it kind of bummed me out, because when I was a kid, I really liked that blue light.
It is a nice blue.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's
and there's
a
nothing
special
else,
blue.
That's right, nothing else in the car has that same blue light. Except, I think our AC in our old car used to have sort of, but when you pushed it, they would have like a blue light up there.
Right.
It was a different blue. That was more of like a turquoise. But, yeah, so he would always have a piece of tape over it, and I thought that was funny. And, the end.
Oh.
Oh. You know what? Okay.
Tape on things.
Brief food in the
depth. Okay, good. That's what I was going to make sure we got.
Okay, good, because yesterday was, what was the first of the month, so at work, we have the first of the month, like, company dinner and birthday, whoever's birthday it is that month gets the thing.
Right, the big cake off.
Yeah, totally. So there was a cake with like five names on it, and no one got to blow out the candles or something. I don't know what the deal was. There were candles in the cake, and it got blown on, and I was like, anyhow, for dinner, we had like they brought in like a giant trays of Quiznos subs.
Yeah.
And that was pretty nice. I got three subs. Because sometimes they just have like Chinese food or pizza and stuff, and that's kind of like, you know, can be good, but usually isn't. And so, little submarine sandwiches. That was good. And then later, I went to A&W and got a hamburger.
And you had burger remorse last night.
Oh, man, I did. It was just too much. I got like the Papa Burger, which is like two patties, and it was cheap. It was like two for five, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll get two. I ate them both, and it was so
two doubles.
Terrible. Yeah, I don't know why I thought that was. I should have saved one for breakfast or something.
Yeah.
But it was cool because I brought it home and I put my own cheese on it. I put it in the toaster oven and melted some, my own real cheese on it and put some lettuce in it and stuff. So it was almost like a real hamburger that I was making.
Two of them.
Two.
Goodness.
Yeah, man. Like when you can't, when you get to the end and you're like, well, this is not enough to save. Like I'm just gonna throw this away, or you know, should I eat it? I mean, you don't enjoy it. When you don't enjoy the last bite, that's a problem.
Yesterday, I fooded up some.
Hold on. I just want to quickly say, the guy who was working at the A&W, his name tag, I don't know if it's his real name or if it's short form or what, but you know what his name was?
What?
Lav.
Lav.
L-A-V.
Huh.
It's kind of like short for laboratory, isn't it?
I guess.
Like,
what the hell could his name be?
Laverne.
One time I saw a dude at the fucking Panera Bread store, and his name was Jad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where that comes from, or is that a coincidence? Okay, I was thinking, that's a strange coincidence.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
For those who don't know.
You obviously don't read Phil's comic, and shame on you.
Yeah, well, it's understandable at this point.
Jad. Yep. Jad. Isn't that what John's brother's name is?
I don't know. I think it is. No,
it's Tad or something.
Hey, should I give up the comics or should I give up the podcast?
I don't know. Maybe the viewer. Maybe you can set up like a poll on the website.
Okay, here's my
poll. Why does one have to be given up?
I don't know.
Maybe you can just read your comics out. You can write a script, read it out. Yeah. Fans can draw it for you.
Sounds
no, that won't that like won't it? Count towards the rules of the thing. And
what?
Stuff.
Oh, that? Oh, no, I got that under control.
Oh.
I'm like, oh shit, it's 10 to 2. Better fucking hop on the scanner.
Better write a little duck.
Yeah. What the fuck was last night's comic? You know what?
Dude, you know what? No, I really don't.
I really don't.
Yeah, but whatever. Fuck it. That thing's a travesty anyway, so don't even bother wasting
it. No, I don't. I ain't worried about that shit anymore.
Yeah, good.
Just as long as I can, like, make sure, like, oh, it's almost 2 o'clock and stay in it to win.
Yeah, just
I'm gonna win it. I'm gonna win it. I'm gonna spend that money.
On a brand new microphone for us to use on our show.
Yeah, maybe.
No? I don't know.
But anyway, yeah.
I could use a pop filter.
Oh, yeah.
Screen on mine. That's what I could use.
A pop filter.
Yeah.
But seriously, dude, I got
White Castle.
White Castle.
Yeah, I've never been to a White Castle before. I think I've said that before.
Yeah, I went there yesterday because my monitor exploded, and then I was like, I need a new monitor, and I hastily like fucking found one on Craigslist and committed to the dude right away and everything.
Yeah.
And it was $40, 19-inch monitor, CRT, and it's 9 years old.
Yeah, I was saying how I didn't realize that 9 years ago anyone had a 19-inch monitor.
Well, if anyone could afford it, it was this guy. His place was fucking nice.
He had a 1982 BMW, and like his whole apartment was black leather and black tables and white walls.
Well, I think when he decided to list this monitor, he was like, I can't just give it away. What's the lowest amount of money I can think of? I know there's something less than a 50. A 40? So he charged me a 40 for the...
A $40 bill?
A $40 bill for the monitor.
That's what I said, $40 bill.
Yep. And it, you know, it really warms the room up, that's for sure. It's all fucking hot.
No, so you can get rid of the heater now.
Yeah. But when I went to go pick that up, there's White Castle right there.
So in his house?
No, just a few blocks away.
Oh, yeah.
And so I drove in and I ordered my whatnot. And I got two fish sandwiches and two burgers. But these are the size of, you know, they're small.
Your fist. Oh.
No.
I mean, my fist.
No, they're small.
A fish.
Right. And so when I pull up to, you know, pay for the junk and whatnot, they're like, Do you want to take a quick survey while you're waiting for your food? All right. And they gave me a coupon for a White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
That was a die-cut coupon, like, in the shape of a White Castle.
Oh, very nice.
Like, accurate size. And it was a very, very nice, beautiful coupon. They asked me, like, how often do you come here? I said, never. It's the first time. You know, to that one.
Yeah.
And they said, where are you coming from? Work. Where are you going to? Back to work. And is this location more convenient for where you're coming from or where you're going to?
What does that even have to do with anything?
Not only what does that have to do with anything, it's the same fucking place. Like, I just came from work and went back to work. So like,
I mean, that's, yeah, it's not the case for everybody, so you can see, right. You can see, but yeah, it's kind of, that's strange.
Mm-hmm. And then they handed me a map, this laminated map.
Yeah,
of
how
like,
to get back
the
there.
Area. They're like, so where are you coming from exactly? I had to, like, look at this map and figure out, like...
Show us where the man touched you.
Yeah, there's my fucking jet. It's another one, dude. Sorry, it's another one. Calling foul.
What? Touching?
Yeah.
Jokes? Bad?
Show us where the man touched you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I mean, it's okay, but it's a little played out, you know?
Is it really?
A little bit.
Is it really?
A little bit. No, it's all right. I'll let it fly.
Okay. Cool. All right.
You can roll.
Speaking of flies, as in zippers going down.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
You were saying something about taking your pants off.
Yeah, so I had my fish sandwiches with no pants on.
Burgers.
Yeah. Margus.
Were they good? Did you like them?
Yeah, they're all right. Every time I eat a White Castle, I'm reminded of why I don't eat a White Castle very often.
Oh, yeah? Because you need four burgers?
Well, yeah, and there's just, like, a lot of steamy bun. Like, you know?
It's so steamy. And then what happens after you eat the burgers?
I don't know. Then it's just like a...
Steamy bun?
Like a glog in my bellums.
Yeah.
Oh! But when I went to Cubs this weekend, I got some fucking crackling oat bran.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know they still made that.
Yeah, it's good.
You know what? They probably don't still make that.
No, they do. It's got.
Did you get that in the time graphics. Machine section? Oh, okay.
No, it's got. If you save up like five of these coupons that are on the back, you can send it away for a DVD. And like the DVDs on the back that you can send away for are like, not so great. You know,
educational.
They're legitimate movies. I think it's like Sony or Columbia or Smarmy or
Air Bud.
Maybe Air Bud.
I got Air Bud on a cereal box.
I got Bill and Ted 2 for ordering a pizza one time.
And it was a bilingual version of Air Bud. It had the French. And you know what Air Bud is called in French?
What?
Toby.
Toby?
Yeah, it's just called Toby.
Nice.
Yeah, it kind of takes all the magic out of Air Bud, doesn't it?
I guess. So on the side of the box of the Crackle and Oat brand,
yeah,
they like, I think it's like Fox special hyped out movie freak out about them. And they had, like, Office Space and Fern Gully and shit on the side. And then really small print, like, these DVDs are not included in the promotional offer. Like, they're the same size and the same graphical presentation as all the ones on the back that you could choose from, save with the coupons. But, like, if you, you know.
Well, why even show them?
I know. And Cracklin' Oat Brand looks like motherfucking dog food.
Yeah, it really does.
It's tasty, but that shit really looks like dog food.
It always reminds me of, do you have Dad's cookies?
Uh-uh.
Those oatmeal cookies? Okay.
We have grandma's cookies. Do you have those?
Maybe. I don't know. Freak beans?
What?
Do you have freak beans?
Freak beans? What?
It's a brand called Peak Freens, but we always call them freak beans.
Nice.
Because it sounds like a peener.
Like a peter?
Like a little bit like a penis.
Like a penis.
Bye, penis. That's not the end. It can't be the end. We didn't finish, did we?
It is the end.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess.